This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Bill Caskey back here at the Advanced Selling Podcast.
Brian Neal still here at the Advanced Selling Podcast. Mm-hmm. Never left.
A couple of things that we want to caution you on. There will be a couple of expert interviews coming down the pike, as we say.
Is it the pipe or the pike?
Oh, pipe. I think
it's
it is pipe,
isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of people say pike, as in fish.
Yeah, like the okay.
It is pipe, though, isn't it? Pipe?
I think it's coming down the pipe.
Coming down the pipe.
The Advanced Selling Podcast pipe, that is, iTunes. I've interviewed a couple of authors, a couple of bloggers, some people who have expertise in areas that we don't know squat about.
He interviewed a silent clown. That'll be a fun
interview
one.
Interview a silent clown? Yeah, it's pretty quick one. But anyway, you can watch for those. We're just calling them the Advanced Selling Podcast Expert Interview Series.
Yep. Where can you find that?
It'll just come down the pipe.
Right. On the website?
It'll also be at advancedsellingpodcast.com. Each about 8 or 10 minutes, and some of these are going to be interesting to you. Some of them aren't, because like we had a guy who does leadership work that had some fascinating things on leadership, but if you're not a leader, then you're probably not going to care.
Yeah. Yep, so, nobody's
anyway,
leader.
Okay. That's it. What else?
I saw Roger Waters' The Wall.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
I've heard that.
Roger Waters, Pink Floyd, great show on 60 Minutes, which in the States we get 60 Minutes. I don't know if the rest of the world gets 60 Minutes. If you can Google it and find it. And Roger Waters, obviously of Pink Floyd fame, when they band split off, apparently he got the rights to do the concert for The Wall forever. And I'm a Pink Floyd fan to a point. This just put it over the top.
Wow.
It was the most incredible concert experience. It wasn't a concert. It was a show. It's a story. It's a movie. It's a play. It was just absolutely genius.
I heard that advertised. It sounded really good.
So if anyone gets a chance to go see The Wall by Roger Waters, you go. And it was just outstanding. And the crowd, of course, the crowd goes from, 68, 70 years old down to 16 years old.
Yeah.
Because you've got the old school that knew Pink Floyd then, and then the youngsters that want to.
That's wild.
It was great.
I'll have to check that out.
It was very cool.
Topic today. We have heard a lot over the last couple years about this concept of business development, and a lot of times people will call us and say, hey, I'm looking for a business development guy, not a sales guy, but a business development guy, or somebody who we train. They say, well, we want you to train our 10 salespeople, but don't worry about the business development guy. He's a different person.
Yep.
And so it gets back to the question of, well, what is it that makes the difference between a biz dev fellow?
Yeah.
And a sales fellow.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And as you're listening to this, we debated a bit in our prep, and we've been prepping for this for about 3.5 weeks. And in our prep session, we decided, okay, what's the benefit for the listener? So one of the things I want you to listen for and to here is, how much of my time am I spending? Do I know the difference between the two activities? Am I spending time as a salesperson? Am I spending time in the business development arena? And should I be spending more or less time in one or the other?
That's good.
It's a good outcome for this thing. So
yeah.
Go ahead. You want to start with the definition of how it's different?
Definition and different. I've kind of categorized these in different ways. One is just focus on the term.
Yeah.
We sense that a business development person probably has a longer term focus.
Yeah.
And a salesperson has a shorter term transactional focus.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that completely. The biz dev person, you think about business development as going out and finding something that can feed you over time, where the salesperson is really out finding kind of a situational type problem, fixing it or offering a solution and leaving and going on to the next one.
I had a call the other day from a guy who's in the commercial real estate business, and he said, the problem is I'm doing very well in my sales role. I'm making $200,000 or $300,000 a year, but I'm just a sales guy.
Yeah.
I've never, over the last 5 years, I haven't spent any time at all developing business, so therefore it's the deal of the day.
Right.
And so he's trying to get out of that, and that's what kind of spurred a little bit this, was we talked about what the differences are.
Good.
Also, positioning. Mm-hmm. How your position, to me, seems to change between a sales role and a business development role. And I would sense the positioning of a salesperson is a little bit more immediate. It's a little bit more product-focused versus a business development person who's probably more centered on the customer's business as a whole and what they're trying to accomplish and their vision, and thus where the opportunities are for products and sales.
Yeah. You want to get that?
Hang on. Hang on. Some Arizona. Yeah. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Okay,
take the call live.
All right.
Was that a salesperson or a business development person? I like to use this word advisor or advisory or counsel or consultants a little overused, I think, these days. But if you think of a business development person, you're positioning, think of yourself as positioning yourself as an advisor to a leader in a company. So you're giving them advice or input or perspective on anything relative to what you do or close to it, and some ancillary things there. That's business development for me, where the sales transaction, again, goes down to the I'm positioning myself as if you have this problem, I've got this potential solution.
Yeah.
That's the positioning. We fix this problem. Or business development is more about we form relationships with people, they share problems, we give advice and counsel and solutions across the board.
That's a great point.
Makes sense?
So who you call on at a company probably determines a little bit of whether you're in business development mode.
Yeah.
And are you considered a vendor? Because if you're just a vendor, you're probably not in business development mode.
Definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not.
Another thing is we talked about skills. What are the skill differences between someone who has a portion of their responsibility, which is sales, and a portion of business development? Are they different skill sets? And if so, how?
I've found that salespeople are better drivers.
Yeah.
That's one. Because they drive more.
Better putters.
Better putters, they are. And they tend to be more artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Kidding. Sound like Steve Carell, don't I? I think that skill-wise, the business development person takes a longer, broader view of the client relationship, and they can expand it past what they do. So they can see something where they can offer advice, counsel, or connections to other people that may enhance the relationship or the person's life or business that's not directly what they do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So for us, if I'm a hired gun sales trainer, I'm in sales mode. Someone says, hey, I need my salespeople trained. So we go train our salespeople. That's our positioning. Here's how we train salespeople. And we do this and we take class and blah. If I'm positioned as a business development person, I'm trying to find a longer term relationship. I go into the CEO and I talk about we do leadership development, high potential talent management sorts of things, sales compensation stuff. If you have issues or concerns about territory design, we touch that and provide consultation on all these things. And maybe something outside of what we do. You know, someone says, I need a health insurance plan. Like, oh, I know someone who does that.
Yeah, I think that that goes along with sometimes we will give advice or counsel to a salesperson, and it will really not be sales advice. It'll be business development advice.
Yeah,
like,
right.
For example, you know, maybe you should write an article or do a podcast or create a little two-minute video where you talk about some of the biggest trends in your industry.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people look at us and say, well, that's not what I do. I'm a salesperson.
Right.
And so sometimes our advice falls maybe on deaf ears because we're positioning it more as a business development form of advice.
Yeah.
And maybe in the podcast, too. You know, we give a lot of counsel on say this, do this, try this, think this way. And sometimes if you don't like it or don't understand it or don't get it, maybe it has to do with the thinking hat that you have on.
Yeah, it's good. Very good.
Yeah. So any takeaways, tactics?
Yeah, definitely. I think the first thing, as we said, and you used this word, which I thought was brilliant, pie chart, which I think is a wonderful idea.
I came up with that last
night. You pie chart your time. And so you take the two hemispheres. I'm going to add to it, make it a little more technical. Two hemispheres of the pie. One's biz dev, one's sales. Ask yourself, what should that breakdown look like? Is it 50-50? Should it be 85-15? Great thing for a sales manager and a CEO to discuss.
Yeah,
to say,
right.
Okay, what do we have here? Do we have salespeople? Do we want that? Free of judgment, because there may be a strong case to just have salespeople, or maybe both. Or does one person perform both functions?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's probably more normal, I would think,
in
the kind of clients that we have and listeners, is that you don't have three business development people and 10 salespeople.
Right.
You might be doing both.
Right, yeah. And I just got off a coaching call this morning with one of my clients and talked to all the salespeople and all the sales managers about this, which is we talked – our last training session was about the sales activity. And I didn't use these words. I wish I would have had this podcast beforehand. It would have been a better session.
Could have been.
We did sales stuff, which is more cold calling activity, more transactional, more cold emailing stuff to develop deals, right? That was transactional. We did a lot of training around that. Today was about leveraging networks, leveraging connectors, going to get long-term relationships, hunt bigger deals, deeper, wider, that sort of thing. And that's more business development. Mm-hmm. And these salespeople will do both of those things.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So the task here, the action plan, is to pie chart your activities over the last couple of days.
Yep.
See if you can hemisphere them. That's a verb.
That is.
Hemisphere them. Into business development or sales. And then say to yourself, self, is this where I want to be? Do I want to be at 85% selling and 15% BD?
Mr. Sneed, my physics teacher in high school, who was a Century 21 rep, who wore his gold jacket to school every day of my 4 years of high school, used to say to yourself, self? And he'd pause just like that, real quiet, Mr. Sneed.
Mr. Sneed. All right. Let us know, listener, at Advanced Selling Podcast, if you have any thoughts or critique on the show or anything you can add, and we will come back again. I think this is a longer topic than
I did too. And I encourage our friends at the LinkedIn Advanced Selling Podcast group to maybe debate
it's a
this
good
a little
discussion.
Bit. Maybe we'll have Jill put that up there about what are you, what's the difference, that sort of thing. It'd be a good discussion.
Very good. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to iTunes.